Tea Time, Midlife Edition. It's not a coffee break. It's tea time. Slow down. Relax. It's your turn. Welcome, 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 welcome. Turn the tea kettle on. Pick your favorite tea. Grab your favorite teacup. Let it steep. Add what you will. Find a cozy spot. It's tea time. Midlife edition.
Welcome to Tea Time Midlife Edition. I'm your host, Regina Young, and today's guest is Dr. Akmil Muwakkil. Welcome, doctor.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, very much so. Very excited about this conversation. Today's topic is healing is self-love, and that's for sure. And it doesn't really matter what age, but midlife is a great place to start. Just to tell you a little bit about Dr. Akmil, if it's okay, I call you Dr. Akmil.
Dr. Akmil, yes, ma'am.
Thank you. Dr. Akmil is an acupuncturist, a nutritionist, as well as a speaker and an instructor. He is the president of the Energy Institution of Healing and Arts, and that's for a healthy lifestyle. Also, he has an organization, Healing Art Studio, where he has studied in different modalities for Japanese and Chinese medicine and acupuncture. But he studied in China and in US and Japan. So he's got a wide array of things to pull from. But most of all, I love that you're in herbology, because that it really helps when it comes to medicine that is not just Western medicine. So I'm excited to hear more about how we could apply that in midlife. Dr. Akmil?
Yes. Just a slight correction. I didn't study in Japan. I studied Japanese medicine here in the United States.
Ah.
And I studied acupuncture in Canada as well.
Okay, got it.
In China.
Wow. you know what? You're pulling it all together and you're bringing it to us. So we appreciate that. Yeah. I mean, it's very exciting. I had the pleasure of meeting Dr. Akmil it was on Clubhouse. It was just like I was in a conversation about speakers, and Dr. Akmil was there, and I just loved his conversation. Plus, I'm in the place in midlife. I want healing versus, you know, masking or putting more chemicals in my body. So why I said it's a great conversation to have. But how did you get started, Dr. Akmil?
Well, I mean, it goes back to my mother, her and my grandmother were healers, and she gave it to me, and I really didn't want it. I was a journalist, still studying medicine, alternative medicine, and God said, well, okay, so that it's time for you to stop doing photography, which I was a photojournalist, and I've traveled half the world shooting news photographs. And God said, well, okay, it's time for you to stop doing that and go to work. And so for, it was close to about 35 years. This has been about 25 years ago. It was about 35 years that I had been doing both of those that I stopped. It's a real interesting story when I get into it. Matter of fact, in my next book, I talk more about how the transition happened from me going from a photographer who wanted to win the Pulitzer to healing people. And so I started in 1974. That's when it started. And so around 1990 or somewhere around in there, when God moved all of the photography out and moved me more so into what I do now. And so now I'm actually moving towards my retirement. or reinventing myself, basically. And I'm doing that in such a way where I am teaching what I've learned over the more close to 50 years in alternative medicine.
Just extraordinary. We're going to have a great conversation. But wait, what kind of tea are you drinking?
I'm drinking a tea called Guipi Tong. And Guipi Tong is a Chinese formula. It's one that I make, but you can buy it. And it's for the spleen. And the spleen is, in Chinese medicine, the spleen is different than it is in Western medicine. In Western medicine, the spleen is a lymphatic organ that gets rid of red blood cells. In Chinese medicine, it does the opposite. What it does, what it does in Chinese medicine is it actually makes the blood cells and it helps to break down the food so that the small intestines can absorb the nutrients from the foods. And it's one of those, it's one of those teas, which I don't have the issue with this, but it's one of those teas that people can take if they have sweet cravings. I don't have that. But as we are at the end of the summer, this is the seasonal time for the spleen. So putting the spleen in harmony right now, so that as we go into fall, what happens is that the fall has to do with the lungs and the large intestines, and it moves really nicely when you do that during this time of the year.
I got that. Wow. You definitely have to give me that name to put in the show notes or the website so people can purchase it. There's a lot that you have to offer. But today I'm drinking in my mug, my Tea Time Midlife Edition mug, ginger and turmeric. And actually ginger is known for circulation and turmeric is anti-inflammatory as well as boosting the immune system. But check with your herbalist and doctor to make sure it fits in your health regimen, okay? I love just the way you said about the spleen, and it sounds like there's seasons for your body. How does that work? I've never heard that before.
Each season, a set of organs are at their peak. We're in the summer now, and so the peak organs now are the heart, the small intestines, the pericardium, which protects the heart, and what we call the San Jiao or the triple heater, which are the three burning spaces of the body, which is the pelvis, the abdomen, and the chest cavities. And so those are the three burning spaces. During the end of each season is the spleen and the stomach's energy. During the fall is the lungs and the large intestines. During the winter, it's the kidneys and the bladder. And during the spring, it's the liver and the gallbladder. And those are the times when it's best to be able to balance those organs. I have people throughout the world that order herbs for me, and we fast each season, and we work on a set of organs. Actually, it's three sets of organs because of the way that they interact with each other, so that it maintains and helps to create the balance of health, wellness, and longevity.
Wow, that is extraordinary. I can't say I knew that offhand. But I wanted to know, the way you do your examination is through the tongue. Is it anything similar like iridology and reflexology? Can you tell me how does that work?
So the tongue is real interesting. You know, they say, be careful what you speak out of your mouth.
Yeah. You know,
but the tongue, the topography of the tongue, the tongue's shape, its spirit, its movement, its color, its tonation, its feeling, the tongue. On the tongue is all of the organs that's in your body. And depending on what the tongue looks like, depending on what happens when you stick it out and it moves, depending on whether it has cracks in it, or is swollen or around the sides of it, you see indentations, which are teeth marks, will determine what area of the body is actually having some sort of issue. For instance, you might find that people would have ridges around the outside of their tongue. Well, that's a swollen tongue. And that tongue identifies the fact that they may have a spleen issue. And the spleen issue that they may have will actually have them to do several different things. One of it, it could have them to want sweets, crave mm-hmm. sweets. Mm-hmm. The other is it could be that they have real low energy as they move around the planet. If there's cracks in it, that could talk about too much heat and dehydration. If it's got a lot of white coating on it, and mothers who have had children will call that thrush, that tells that there's yeast in the body and it's growing. And so when we look at the tongue, we're able to determine what's happening. For instance, at the tip of the tongue is your heart. At the back of your tongue is your kidneys. On the left side of your tongue is your liver, and on the right side is your gallbladder, and in the middle is your digestive system, and just above the tip of the tongue is your lungs.
Oh, wow, that's extraordinary. Well, it asks the questions after you're diagnosed. How do you remedy it? Let's say, what do we do? We take a medicine, or we take herbs. How is that done?
So what happens is that after that, there's a regimen. There's an herbal regimen that would be suggested for whomever and whatever is seen on the tongue. So that the person can begin to create that healing force that's within. We don't deal with cures. There's a difference between healing and curing. You know, I always say in my lectures that the only thing that gets cured is ham, and ham gets cured in a hothouse. and that God has given us the power to heal. But we have to put what we need in the body in order for the body to heal.
Yeah.
And so with that regimen, what then begins to happen is that if the person decides that they want to take the regimen, then I'll make the regimen up for them. I'll mail it to them and they can take it. And what happens is I always tell people that do it for 90 days. And then 90 days after you do it, let's have another appointment. Let's see, send me some more tongues, and let's see what improvements or no improvements that we've had. And so we can understand where to go from there. Because it takes about 90 days for herbs to get into your body. So for each month, and the herbs that I send people are good for a month. So every month they're purchasing the herbs for the 3 months. And then what we do is we'll go from there and we'll see where things are going so that the healing process can happen.
I got that. And you said, send me more tongues. What does that mean?
that means that at 90 days, you're going to send another set of tongues.
Is that virtually you're evaluating tongues, or is it in office? Not really clear.
It's virtual. Everything nowadays is done virtually. In 2020? My mind went back further than that.
But 2020, yeah. Right?
2020. Yeah. I closed my office because of the shutdown and COVID. And I wanted to make sure that people were still getting the healing.
Yes.
And so I opened it up to do virtual. And so people will either call me or they'll email me. And then I'll let them know how to go about sending me the tongues so that we can make the evaluation. And then they can determine whether or not they want to go along with the program.
Oh, really well done. Yeah, I've had that experience, and you are brilliant. I'm very clear. You look virtual, not virtual, the real deal. So, do you know about Back to Eden? Is that something that's a real thing, or was that the 70s and I never grew up out of it since my mother showed me?
So, I was eating all the wrong things. I was doing all kinds of stuff. And I met this gentleman and he gave me, he did two things. One of them was he introduced me to the Appalachian Mountain Club, where we would take youth to the mountain for the weekends to get them out of the city and show them another kind of world.
Yeah.
But at the same time, he introduced me to Jethro Kloss's Back to Eden. And so I wound up buying three of those books, and all three of them, I think the one I still have is still raggedy because of the fact that I kept reading it. You know, it was like, wow, this is great. And so that happened back in 74. In 74, my whole life changed in terms of me eating all of the other stuff and then starting to eat foods. That's like, I remember being introduced to tofu, and you'd get a great big cake of tofu for like 25, 30 cents. And you had to dip your hand, take a bag and dip your hand into the bucket and pull it out and that kind of thing, you know. And now I think tofu is $5 for one of them little things, you know.
Fair to say.
so it's been a long time. And, you know, at that time, back in 74, there weren't, you know, health food stores were just getting started.
Yeah.
You know, and see, I grew up in Massachusetts. And so there was one big health food store. It was called Erewhon. And it was on Boylston Street. It was near the conservatory. And so, you know, everybody would run down there and, you know, that kind of thing. But yeah, Back to Eden was my get started.
Okay, got it. I was wondering. That is awesome. Yeah, my mother started herbs way back in, like you said, the 70s. And Back to Eden was just a resource book. And that actually kind of helped me to do both, you know, Western medicine and let's say Chinese medicine as well at the same time. Because I found one to be more Western, seemed to be after symptoms, and the other one is Chinese medicine seems to be before symptoms. Yeah, which, and lean towards healing, which is the other piece. What do you recommend for women or men who are like in balance, hormones, you know, like menopause, you know, mood swing, hot flashes, like all that stuff? What do you recommend?
So in TCM, which is traditional Chinese medicine, you know, we look at several different things. One of them I'd look at is your kidneys and to see how your kidneys have functioned, how many aunts and uncles you'd have on both your mother and your father's side, how many siblings you have, and where you're at in that line, because of the fact that when we start talking about hot flashes, or when we start talking about men who also go through that change in life, what happens is that we have to look at the kidneys, because the kidneys represent they represent the factor of you being able to conceive a woman or a man's sperm being potent. It also has to do with gestation, which is pregnancy, delivery, maturity, aging, and death. And so when we start looking at reproductive system, we look at it in terms of that. For women, we also look more at what's happening with their liver, because of the fact that the liver stores blood before the blood goes anywhere to the uterus, to the heart, that kind of thing. So there's a whole dynamics that we do. Matter of fact, for about 25 years, I did Chinese gynecology.
Wow.
And I wrote a book for women. It's a nutritional book that I wrote for women, the prevention and healing of female imbalances. But when we start talking about that, we start to talk about the factor of how you create that balance. So I would ask things like, well, how's your temper? Is your hair graying? Is your hair falling out? We find a lot of young men nowadays who are bald or they're mm-hmm. losing their hair. And so that has to do with their kidneys. You know, their kidneys are not fortified. The kidneys, part of the energy of the kidneys goes to the head hair. So the head hair for men should not begin to lose their hair until they're in 57.
Wow.
With women should not lose their hair in terms of their hair thinning. When that happens, that has to also do with the kidneys. So when I find men who are in that manner, or women who are in that manner, the first things I do is I work to reinforce their kidneys. There's two herbal formulas that I provide them with. One is called Luwei Di Wang Huan, and the other one is called Yu Kui Wen. And so that's the right and the left kidney when you balance them. The other is to get the liver to function. So, you know, if the liver, you know, the liver can create those mood swings that go on.
Yeah.
And so we want to balance those. And so when we balance those, with things like Bugang Tang, which is for the liver. And one of the things in the literature, it says about Bugang Tang, it says for bad tempers.
Oh, okay. Well, call a spade a spade.
You know, so we would give that, and then I would look at to see how the heart's functioning, what's happening with the heart, what the attitude of that person is about their self, you know, because we have to understand the fact that all of the dynamics that go on with us is because one part of that is mental.
Yeah.
And the other part of that is in a space where we're not sure about what things are in our life.
Yeah.
And so because of that, you know, I get into a conversation about that. One of the things that I ask people is that, what does love look like to you in your life? Not somebody else giving it to you, because nobody can give it to you. They can contribute to it, but they can't give it to you.
Fair to say.
And so, you know, that's one of the questions that I ask. You know, the other question that I ask, which is in the book that's coming out, is how many people live inside of you?
Oh.
Mm. And who are they?
Wow. Know yourself, right? Right? Like you said, healing is self-love. So you got to know yourself to do that.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And so that's how I deal with that.
I got that. And you were saying the book is Hormone Imbalance Book, Preventing and Healing of Female Imbalance. Is that correct?
That's it.
Well, definitely have to put that in the show notes so people can definitely get the book. What do you do? You know, when you're in midlife and you know that at one point you need to change your diet, how do you know?
You would know because of the fact that your cabinet is filled with pharmaceuticals. Okay. So that would give you a good indication.
It'd give
that
away.
A change is needed. Okay. That would be one of the ways. The other would be the fact that if you're gaining waste, And what we call it in this society is weight, but it's waste. That means that your body is not extracting nutrients from the foods that you're eating and providing your body with the nutrients that you need, and the waste is being eliminated from the body. And that happens, it happens more to women than it does to men. But us men, it happens because of the fact that our elbow, and that's what I talk about a lot, is our elbow. Your elbow bends and your mouth flies open. And so you're putting stuff in your mouth. But for women, it happens soon as menna begins to pause because of the fact that women have more issues with their spleen than men do because of the fact of menstruation. And so the spleen maintains that balance. And when that spleen is not maintaining that balance, what happens is that now women start to blow up and get bloated because of the spleen. And so the thing is to begin to work to regulate the balance of that spleen in women. In men, a lot of times it starts to affect our livers.
Mm.
And that's why, you know, we find that some men, as we get mid-age and older, we get a little more grumpier.
Oh, so that's what it is.
Yeah, we get a little more grumpier because of the way that it affects our liver, which is a yin organ, but it has a yang element that moves stuff, and the spleen is more of a yin organ, but it has more of a yin presence than the liver does.
What do you mean by yin and yin?
Yin is water.
Mm-hmm.
Yang is fire.
Mm.
So for instance, the spleen is a yin organ, okay? Where the stomach, which is its mate, the organs are married, which is its mate, is a yang organ, okay? The lungs is a yin organ. The large intestines is a yang organ. So the yin organs store. Okay, they store blood, they store mucus, they store body fluids, where the yang organs don't store. They're actually called bowels because they discharge. And the interesting thing is that the uterus is called a bowel because it discharges.
Wow.
Okay. And so the liver is a yin organ. The gallbladder is a yang organ. The kidneys is a yin organ. The bladder is a yang organ. The heart is a yin organ, and the small intestines is also a yang organ.
Well, thank you for letting me know. I know you have the Healing Arts Studio. What is some of the services that you provide? I remember something about elder suites and a few other things. Can you share that with us?
Sure. So on Saturday mornings from 8 to 8:30, I teach Qigong, spring wind Qigong. Qigong is, think about yoga and think about it in a posture where you're standing doing a lot of different movements that have to do with breath. That's Qigong. Okay. We do that from 8 to 8:30. It's from 50 for people who are 50 and older. We don't charge for it, but we ask for a donation, for people to give us a donation. That's one of the things we do. We do several different courses. Matter of fact, we're getting ready to put all of our courses online. That should be done by Monday. We should have all of the courses online for the next 2 months. We have a monthly diabetes course. That's a four week masterclass teaching you how to reverse diabetes. It's a diabetes rejuvenation master course.
Wow.
We'll be talking about acid alkaline balance. We have the prevention and healing of female imbalances course coming up. And that course is an 18-month course, which is women, and men can join if they decide to, but it teaches women how to maintain the integrity of their body, as well as at the end of it, they'll be certified to teach other women how to maintain the integrity of their bodies.
Wow. And so we have
quite a few things that's getting ready to jump off. And for people who are massage therapists or acupuncturists, we provide continuing educational credits for massage therapists through NCTBMB, I believe it is, and for acupuncturists through NCCOM. Those are two of the certifying organizations. So we teach that as well, so that people can continue to have educational credits.
Awesome. So it's not just for, you know, individuals, it's for experts as well. So,
absolutely.
Wow, that's awesome. So you said next, you said this fall coming, or is it next fall? I'm not quite clear.
It's fall of 22.
Oh, it's this fall.
It's this fall.
You have a book coming out.
Yeah, at the end of, it'll be between the end and the middle and the end of fall this year. Healing from Other People's Stuff
is the
name of the book, and it should be on the shelves. And if people decide that they want to pre-order it, they can do that. We're looking at a date. I'm writing every morning. I thought I was up 3 o'clock this morning.
Writing. Oh, wow. That's right. You got to get it in.
You know, so I was writing this morning, and so I'm working. We put a deadline on it. And yes. So by the end of September, the first week of October, the editor will start to look at it. And then we'll move from there, so that either late in at the end of November or the beginning of December, it'll hit the market.
I can totally get that. You do have other books on Amazon, correct?
Yeah, I have Sweet Mysteries of Life, a handbook to naturally eliminate diabetes mellitus. That's on Amazon. Then there's three books that you have to order from me. One of them is The Prevention and Healing of Female Imbalances. The other one is Food Combining for Optimum Health. And then the other one is part of the cleansing program, which is cleansing within in the seasons through the art of fasting.
Oh, wow. That's awesome. So what website or how can people get a hold of you?
So they can go to www.healenarts.net. And I'll say it again for you.
Yeah.
It's www.healenarts.net. I'm getting ready to, I'm working on another website that's Dr. Akmal Speaks, where it'd be real shorter.
Yes, yes. Oh, no, it Healing Arts works as well. But Dr. Akmal, I really appreciate your time. It has been a great conversation. There's actions people can take. One is reaching out to you and having a conversation. And two is to actually go to your website and grab some of the free resources that you offer, I noticed. Mm-hmm. So please, yeah, that was www.healingarts.net, but it'll be in the show notes. And thank you. This has been Tea Time Midlife Edition. Cheers.
It's Tea Time Midlife Edition.